Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL legend video. It's Marion Motley, running back, Cleveland Browns, by way of South Carolina State University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here in 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and a special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. When you talk about great players that played this game, sometimes we need to go back into history. And a lot of people that know me personally know that I'm a big time history guy. I love the players back in the past, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. And I've been able on this platform to really have the ability to talk about a lot of great football players. As me growing up, it's no question about in the 60s in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, Jim Brown was one of my favorite players. O.J. Simpson. Of course, Tony Dorsett. Herschel Walker when I was in college. Jerry Rice. Ed Too Tall Jones. Bob Hayes. Robin Newhouse at Houston. M.O. Wright at Houston, Mercury Morris when he was at West Texas State. And of course, at 6 years old, going up on the hill in Tennessee State, in Nashville, Tennessee, at Hale Stadium, watching Eldridge Dickey, Claude Humphrey, Jimmy Marcellus. Then coming back in the early 80s, watching Richard Dent, Mike Jones, Steve Moore. And all these great players. From an African-American perspective. But I will say this. In doing this video today, the greatest of them all might have been Marion Motley. Not because he had the great stats. He only ended his NFL career with 4,700 yards, 5.7 yards a carry, 31 touchdowns. But what he stood for and paved the way for all these other great African-American players that's played in the National Football League, the college game. Even today, when you look at all the great college players from Will Anderson, Alabama, C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, Bryce Young at Alabama, even the great Georgia Bulldog players that were drafted, Jordan Davis, Devontae Wyatt, Dakobe Dean, Trayvon Walker, first overall, Kayvon Thibodeau, Darius Stingley. I think all these great names I just mentioned, including Deion Sanders down there at Jackson State. The one thing I hope everybody does is go and look at this man's background and look what he did to play in the National Football League from 1946 to 1955. As being one of the few, maybe the only black football player in the game at that time, along with Bill Willis, who played offensive tackle. That was a time that you don't even know what Marion Motley went through. And before he became the third player, African-American player, to play in the game in the National Football League, only Paul Robeson and Fritz Pollard preceded him. And just reading the story, being able to put my head around what Mr. Motley went through, I think it puts in perspective me being 61 years old, being 62 years old. I'm very blessed and very honored to cover these great players. And I know we've had, and I'm on this roll right now, a name dropping, but I got to put it out there. Gary Sayers is another hero of mine, Leroy Kelly, Marcus Allen, Earl Campbell, Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Terrell Davis, Nathaniel Thomason. But not one person, not even one athlete, has ever mentioned Mary Motley. But I'm going to do it today, and I'm going to tell you this. As much as I loved O.J. Simpson, as much as I watched Avery Dickerson play up and close and personal when I was at Arkansas, right now, Mary Motley is my number one hero. He's in the status of Muhammad Ali. He's what you call a game changer, a history changer. He made a difference and paved the way for all these African-American players playing in the National Football League. And as I just mentioned, the stats ain't really highly level, only 4,700 yards. As I just mentioned, 5.7 yards to carry, 31 touchdowns. But what I'm going to do today, I'm going to give him his homage, his flowers. South Carolina State. I know you had some great players in Charlie Brown, Orlando Brown, Brad Butsey, Harry Carson, Donnie Shell, John Gilliam, Darius Leonard right now, Barry Shavers. But you as a school, hopefully you watch this video. You need to honor this man at a high level. And all the former athletes. Ray Lewis, I'm going to throw you in there. Don't nobody talk about Mary Motley. Played on one of the greatest dynasties in football. The Cleveland Browns, who was in the All-American Football Conference, then came over to the NFL. From 1946 to 1955, they won 7 NFL titles in 10 seasons. Excuse me. But this gentleman right here, at 6'1", 232 pounds, made the difference, man. And not only he made a difference, but the difference on the field. Let me start with his skill set. The run instincts, A+. The vision, A+. Inside runner, A+. The balance, A+. The burst and acceleration, A+. As a blocker, A+. The hands, A+. The pass routes, A+. FBI, football intelligence. You had to have that as being only one of the black players on the field. Elusive, A+. Dominant between the tackles. Complete football player. And Paul Brown loved him. Discovered him playing in the Naval Academy, at the Naval Station, when Mary Motley was in service. But Mr. Motley, out of Leesburg, Georgia, was special. Then he came out of McKinley High School in Canton, Ohio. And think about the royalty that he set before getting in that. Think about all the great people that came out of McKinley High School in Canton, Ohio. Phil Hubbard. Josh McDaniels, now the head coach with the Las Vegas Raiders. Garland Rivers. Eric Snow. Percy Snow. Gary Grant. Mike Doss, Ohio State. Think about what Mr. Motley did back in those times and built that heritage at McKinley High School, then went on to South Carolina State, then went on with the Cleveland Browns. And he did it in 1946 to 1955. And the Browns, when he was with them, not only did they won 7 titles in 10 seasons, but they went 52-4-3. And to this day, everybody talk about that Cleveland Browns team with Otto Graham, Doug Jones, Max Speedy, Lou Big Toe Gossett. But nobody hardly mentioned that the best player on the field was Marilyn Motley and what he had to endure. When I was researching him 2 nights ago, racism for African Americans were at a high level. But the thing that stuck out was the obstacles that he had to endure being on the field. And the thing that really brings everything to attention, when we look at all these great players that I mentioned today, we mentioned their yardage, we mentioned their touchdowns, we mentioned their flat bones, we mentioned they scoring touchdowns and the jury and the cars. But think about what Mr. Motley did. He was out on that field being called alligator bait. Alligator bait. And then, of course, you know the other words that he took. And it's one moment that let me know that I've been following this game at the wrong level and the wrong people. I believe the 1950 season, they was playing the New York Yankees. Some people saying it was the greatest run in Cleveland Brown history up to that point. Mr. Motley goes for 51 yards. He's rumbling down the field. He's carrying a free safety for the New York Yankees by the name of Harmon Rowe. That's right. They called themselves the New York Yankees. And he carried Mr. Rowe for about 25 yards. While he was carrying Mr. Rowe, Mr. Rowe repeatedly punched Mr. Motley in the face. Punched Mr. Motley in the face. Well, it's a great run. Mr. Motley was stopped short of the goal line. But after the game, this is why when we start talking about all these great players, Mary Motley became my hero on Monday night. After they interviewed the game, you know what happened after that play? Mr. Rowe knocked out every front tooth of Mr. Motley. Knocked out his front teeth. But Mr. Motley said, that's what I have to do to set the tone for the other players that followed me. I got to be the one to stand up. I got to be the one to take this. He carried a guy 25 yards down the field, and the guy was continuously punching him in the face and knocked out all his teeth. See, Marilyn Motley was big and mobile, A+. Tough as they come, A+. In a play from 1946 to 1955 at the running back position, being called alligator bait, you got to be built a certain way. Then he came back at the age of 30 in 1950 and rushed for 810 yards, 5.8 yards a carry. At 30 years old, where he's lost speed and he lost the step. In a game that year against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he gained 188 yards on 11 carries, 17 yards a carry. And he broke into the sport when it was dominated by the white players. And he took more abuse, more verbal, and more physical than any man that endured playing in the National Football League as an African American. So, Marion Motley just went to my top of the list as the greatest football player that played this game, because he set the tone at the running back position. So, when I look at the NFL total access network, when I watch all these shows, I watch all these podcasts, I hope somebody has common sense to give Marion Motley his flowers. Because if it wasn't for him, none of us would be doing this at a high level. Think about it. Think about it, Jim Brown. Think about it, Emmitt Smith. Think about it, Deion Sanders. Think about Marcus Allen. Think about it, Ray Lewis. Think about it, Herschel Walker. He set the tone out of Leesburg, Georgia, by way of Canton, Ohio, where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is. It's a blessing. Outstanding man, outstanding player. It's an honor today, Mr. Motley, from the bottom of my heart, Vincent Turner, to give your flowers here on 100 Yards of Football. And what you took and what you endured.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'd like to say again, thanks to Mr. Logan Landis for making it happen. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner, and my final words about Marion Motley. See, it was a young man from Gary, Indiana, who some people say is the greatest entertainer who ever stepped foot on stage. He went by the initials MJ. And back in the late 70s, early 80s, he had a song out called The State of Shock. Yeah, come on, baby. You're going to be mine because you're so fine. I like your style. It makes me wild. You take it to me good. You like it like you know I do. You get me on my knees. Well, please, baby, please. See, when Marion Motley stepped into the National Football League in 1946, he became a state of shock. And he was so fine at 6'1", 232 pounds. His style was punishing, and he was wild, uncontrollable, unstoppable. The state of shock, Mr. Marion Motley. Better done, as the you know himself, the great Michael Jackson. That's what Marion Motley was in 1946. He was a state of shock in the National Football League as an African-American football player. Phi Beta Sigma. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.